It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, here is your host, Derek Pearson. Brought to you by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom!
In your face! In your face, son! What, you thought you were going to have a quiet ride home around the fine, fine streets of Lincoln, Nebraska? Did you think you were going to go, you would go quiet into this good night? No, sir! No, you shall not! The Sartor Hayman text line, 402-464-5685. For Unite Owls, truck drivers, restaurant workers, just off-duty wait staff, everybody else, mom, pop, dad, you finally got a couple of minutes for yourself in the garage with a beer. Light up your stogie and let's talk a little bit. That's the kind of vibe I'm in this evening. I'm letting you know early I'm in good spirits. And I want to share it. There's lots of good stuff going on, lots to talk about, and I want to be able to talk to you. So you know how to reach out. Say, what up, DP? Hit us up. Harrison Orange and I are going to talk for the next hour and get you through. Hey, we may do more than that. Who knows?
Well, we got no Royals. So everyone out there listening, you heard it, Royals canceled, so we got nothing on the airwaves, no Royals to carry. So
yeah,
just live radio. Carry it out here.
Yeah, you know, I think we can handle that. You can follow on all of the video streams, Facebook, YouTube X, Allo Channel 961. And if you have not, pause and download the app. Get the Ticket app and put it on your phone, because I'm telling you, in the next 30 days or so, you're going to want that app. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Why? Hey, a secret between me, Harrison, and you. Can you keep a secret? Can you keep a secret? Before I tell you this, can you keep a secret?
Okay. It's a tough one. Even the guest in the studio today, I had a grin on my face and I couldn't tell him why.
Right? If you can keep a secret just between us night owls, us late night folks, ticket two. Ticket two. Shh. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell. It's just between us. I'm just saying. See, you get goodies for hanging out late night with ticket folks. See, because we tell secrets and we tell things, right? We tell things. Now, the beauty of late night, and I have been trying to find someone who wants to be the Tickets Sports Center. Somebody who could just be here late at night to tell the stories of, just to recap the day.
Scott Van Pelt.
Right, you know, and Van Pelt, he's another DMV kid, right? In case you've never noticed, if you're hanging around ESPN Sports Center with Scott Van Pelt, with SVP, DP, he always plays. You ever heard his music? He always plays DC Go-Go. He always plays DC Go-Go.
How have I never put that together?
He always plays. The one thing about the DMV, we represent hard. Hard. We have our own music. Does Nebraska have its own music?
It's got some twang.
What would you call that? Who would be the example? What would you call Nebraska? Lincoln, Nebraska's thing.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Like Come a Running Boys can't be it.
No, that's not it. It's a weird one. It's a bit of a melting pot. Okay. You can just walk around one block and you'll just run into a different genre. Because yeah. You've seen it. Like there's people here that can't stand rap, and then you got a bunch of generation that love it. It's a weird spot for music. It's getting pulled in all directions. I mean, we're the middle of the country.
What's the best band to ever come out of Nebraska?
402-464-5685. I can't even think of one.
I don't know.
I'm sure there's great country artists
I would imagine that there's some talented people that have got. I know different singers have come from here.
I think there's a guy named Young Gravy who maybe is out of Omaha. I'm not super familiar with him. Rapper.
Okay. I don't know. I would have thought Omaha.
Yeah, Omaha's going to definitely
But Lincoln, like Lincoln, I was thinking specifically. The DMV, and the DMV, DC was renowned for its music. I mean, think of Harlem South. Between Harlem and the Chitlin' Circuit was DC.
and you got the great combination of everything, right? So the Chitlin Circuit was country folks, Georgia, James Brown, Sam Cooke, folks coming, and then you folks from Detroit and Philly, you get a little Philly flavor coming down. But in the late 70s, early 80s, go-go music.
What is go-go music?
It's percussion. Percussion-based call and response. We call it the heartbeat of the city. That it doesn't matter whether you're Republican, conservative, liberal, black, white, blue, brown, Catholic, Pentecostal. It doesn't matter that if you are from the DMV and you hear the percussion of go-go music, it unites everybody. It unites everybody. You could be 70 years old, you could be 17 years old. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's a beautiful thing that you could put Republicans, Democrats together in a room and you could play every kind of music. But if you drop some go-go, every single senator, congressman, president, every U.S. president knows about go-go. Because it was like, you hear the beat. So think, it did get some exposure in, Spike Lee did a movie called School Days. And they brought in some of that. And so the song Debut became kind of the anthem for go-go. But when you listen to Scott Van Pelt every night on ESPN, go-go. So it's a thing. Speaking of the DMV, this evening, a thing happened. There was a competition between Les Habitants. Les Habitants, the Habs from Montreal, visited the nation's capital, but unfortunately, they left with an L. The good guys, the Caps win it. They hit the horn three times, one final as an empty netter, and they win 3-1, going up 2-0 in the series against Montreal. Les Habs are down 0-2. Have you been told, are you much of a hockey guy?
I'm getting more attention to it. I was the Avalanche guy growing up, and they're actually pretty solid this year. I was looking at the series right now. I know they won the first one. So they're tied up right now.
And they're playing now.
Yeah, they're playing the Stars, and they won the first one. They dropped the second one. They're tied up 1-1, and they're in the first period now. But yeah, no, hockey's one of those things. Like, when I got back to Lincoln and watching the USHL Stars, I was like, I forgot how awesome this is. Like, I need to get back into the hockeyverse.
Are you going to Stars playoffs?
Yeah, we got game 1-2 at the Icebox. And I'll tell you right now how good the Stars are playing. You don't want to really risk game 5. So, yeah, we got Jackson here. He can run the board for Stars. I'm definitely going to pull up to a playoff game.
Yeah. Speaking of, if folks are out, if you're listening tonight and you want to go to Friday's Stars home playoff game, again, Western Conference Finals, I have tickets. We have tickets. And so for the first people to text in and say, you know what? I want to go.
They're selling out right now, too. So it's a good time to
check. They're moving really quickly. Friday night, of course, before all the Husker game business kicks off, you can go catch the Stars. Baseball is out of town. Softball is out of town. Tennis, Peter Kobelt and the tennis team on the way to Columbus, Ohio, for the Big Ten tennis tournament. And they got their regular season final ranking, which is number 40. Number 40. So after beating USC, number 20, 25, 26, depending on the ranking system, beating USC at Dillon Center, there you are. Brady, you got him, bro. Brady, just text it. Tell me how many tickets you need and then what name. We will leave them at the desk here at the ticket. You can stop by and pick them up anytime before Friday, 4 o'clock. Because after that, it'll be a little difficult to do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so they thought the way that the rankings work and the tournament seedings and bids, they thought they had to be in the top 45-ish to make the NCAA tournament and final regular season ranking at 40 with an 8-4. I believe they're 9-5 in the Big Ten Conference. So a substantial growth year for Peter Kobelt and Huskers tennis. So we wish them well and the individuals that are going to go and that will qualify. So Brady, just put it on the text line, how many tickets, and give us a name, and we will do that. As a matter of fact, I'm in a giving mood this evening. So some of you know that I published a book a couple of weeks ago, and it's done very well. Thank you very much for those of you who have bought it. And those of you who haven't, you can go to Amazon. Just go to Amazon, put in Derek Pearson, The Impact of Influence, and it'll come up. It's a red book cover. Mm-hmm. It's got the gold star. It's the bestseller in category. But hey, man, I'm just going to let you know. Yeah, that's what it means. That's what it means. Proud of it. It's accumulation of stories of people who love me and who I'm blessed enough to be able to write their stories and love them back. Some are angels now, but I know that they are with me and they can hear me loving on them. And that's kind of the blessing behind it. So we put this together, the book. Somebody asked me, we had actually several people that asked if we would have a book signing here at the ticket. If there's enough interest, it's a thing that I would do. I don't want to do it and have 10 people show up.
Right.
You know what I mean? But although if 10 people, if that's what it is, then that's what I would do. Mm-hmm. So I probably shouldn't say that.
Yeah, and people, you know, I think if someone came in, it was just one person said, hey, is DP around? Would you mind signing it? I think you'd say, yeah.
Oh, anytime you are at the station, you want to pick up, there's a collection here as well. But I will also give a signed copy to the first person that says, I'd like a signed copy of your book. Just text it in 402-464-5685. And we'll do that. So, Harrison, it is interesting times. Again, kind of being before we get into the latter part of the 105. 105 is the number. 105 is the number that is going to change collegiate sports. And absolutely. We got you, bro. You can get 4 tickets. Done. Dunzo. The number 105 is kind of what's going to change and carry collegiate football. And while everybody 9328, done deal. You have a copy. Put your name in for Harrison to lock this thing up, and I will sign it. Tell me who you want me to sign it to. I can just sign it, or I can make it personal. It's entirely up to you. Or I can not sign it at all. And if you want to use it as you know, put it next to the logs of your summer fire.
I don't know. Put any rules on it.
No rules. It's your book now. So the 105, as it plays out, and as the powers that be try to figure out what college sports, college athletics is going to look like, because I've kind of taken myself off air on a regular basis, like I don't need to be on every day. We have too much business, and we have too many other – you got a book tour. And, I'm supposed to be in Kansas City this week for UFC and WWE back-to-back. I'm supposed to be there Friday morning at 8 o'clock, and I'm supposed to be there until Tuesday morning after Monday Night Raw. not sure how I'm going to do that, especially with Kayla Starr has invited me to be her guest at the awards banquet Sunday night.
Oh, awesome.
She's up for the Rookie of the Year. So I kind of want to be there for her. I appreciate the fact that she would invite me to do that. And a chance to celebrate all the bowling girls, the gymnasts, all of our friends and family, the basketball folks as well. All the athletes of the year are going to be there, right? All the athlete of the year candidates are going to be there in different categories. So Husker Athlete of the Year, I think it's Dylan, Jordy. I believe Jillian is up for that award.
You would hope so. She got Bowler of the Year.
Well, right? She's the only player of the year. Yeah. So, you know, listen, I understand that popularity is one thing. But she's also going up against Lexi Rodriguez. So
that's a tough one.
Yeah. You know, I'm not sure we could go through that. That would be a whole Saturday conversation.
It's a good problem to have, though, if you're Nebraska. It's
like, right.
Man, which great athlete do we send up there?
Right. Like, it's a thing. Kayla is up for the freshman of the year. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, that's a talented pool. But how many freshmen are all Americans? Like, if you're going to have that conversation, you know, there's some names that are pretty big, but maybe not an All-American, a second team All-American, right? So they've got some things to handle. That's a thing in the space. But Husker games on Saturday, for all the things that are there. So generally on Saturday, I'm here at 10 o'clock to do one-on-one. But there's a conflict that you probably would understand more than most. And Becky will cringe when I say this. But at 9 a.m. Saturday morning at the Husker games, they are having a sale.
Oh, yeah.
Of Husker apparel, Husker gear. And every single part of me wants to go shopping.
If you do, I'll give you my card.
Right?
Pick me up some stuff. That was the biggest thing I saw. I've been highlighting that. I was like, Husker Games, yeah, they're going to do some scrimmages. But did you know about the equipment sale?
Did you know about the equipment sale? And let me tell you, I know that the hair on back of Becky's neck will stand up because my walking through there, listen, it's going to be like me. I'll be walking through there like Goldberg.
She better bring a cattle prod with you.
Oh man, I'm going through there like Goldberg, man. I'm spearing people. Like I'm hitting people with elbows. I'm taking out knees to get. Listen, especially because we know that there'll be big boy stuff.
Oh yeah,
right.
Some big items there. You're not going to see again if you walk out.
Right, right. Like to get, and I'm not going to get there at 9 o'clock. Like, I'm going to be in that line at 7 a.m. because I need right of first. Listen, I don't need to go on the tour of the new facility. I don't need. Listen, I will be.
Where's the stuff?
Right. That's all like, I care about. Box out. I need to fully. Look, I'm going to stretch my hamstrings. I need.
You need to, because there's going to be some big boys that have these. Some big old farmers coming out from Crete, Nebraska, thinking the same thing.
Right.
Crop sales were good this year. Crops were wonderful. Oh, great harvest. I got some money to throw around.
Oh, my goodness. I am going to listen to be. This is the first one I've gone to where they're selling the gear.
Yeah.
And somebody said to me earlier, they're like, well, can't you like just have them pull like your DP? Can't you have them pull you stuff? You would think somebody over there would look out for you, boy. You would hope that somebody would go, hey, DP, we go over here. These three X's coming off the table. We're just, hey, just pull them off the table. You got size 14 red Adidas? Take them off. Just pull them off. You got some helmets you're trying to get rid of? You like, and I would imagine that it's every sport.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot. And that's the thing. I just don't know what that line's going to be. Because we've put out a fair share of clips here at the ticket. And sometimes, and don't get me wrong, it doesn't bother me anything because I think the same thing. You know, you put a lot of effort into a clip. You're like, oh, the comments. What are the comments? Where can I get that hoodie? I love that Mark Manning hoodie. That, what is he wearing right now? Where can I get that jacket?
And I don't, all the time. Well, he said, DP, I got a package for you. Like, he said, I got a package for you. I'm going to pull this for you. But I don't want to be, like, I don't want to, like, ask him. But my thing is, I'll pay for it. Just like this, what I get, the stuff that I wear, generally I get from people after their season is over. Like basketball, you know, there's a bunch of size 14 shoes running around.
Yeah.
So generally, you know, somebody will push a pair. I don't know what they're offering Saturday morning, but If somebody's going, we used to do this with like ticket scalpers. And I'll just give you money to stand in line. Go stand in line at 7 a.m. and I will buy you an item. So Harrison, how about that? How about that? You have Saturday morning off.
Yeah, I think it's like around 1 o'clock. We'll figure it out later.
So
in the day,
what if I give you my card? You go down at 7. One item is yours just for standing in line at 7 a.m.
Deal.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
that's a fair deal, right?
Yeah. Unless you give me like a $5 limit on that one.
No. I understand the value of your time. You know that. You know this about me. I don't like asking Harrison to do anything for free. So there's value system in it. If you're willing to post up at 7 and then conveniently, like, so I'll give you my hat, mm-hmm. like Friday. And then Saturday morning, I'm like, oh, I forgot my hat, Harrison.
You can, that's golden. You, yes. can get,
yes. you can get, oh, and then we'll just stand there and hang out until, like, I was here before you, but Harrison took my place.
Well, just like kind of chit-chat, idle chit-chat, and then all of a sudden the line starts moving and nobody realizes DP's up there.
I don't think any, well, yeah, they're going to notice. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, I could maybe slide in there, but I don't think there's going to be a lot of people look like me.
Let alone wear the wardrobe. You look like a Husker coach half the time walking through. Well,
that's the part, right? Like, just to go and, you know, and I'll have the credential. I have a credential for Saturday just to be able to get in. But I bought it. Here's the other thing. I'll buy you your Husker Games ticket, which is what you need.
Yeah, you need that.
I'll buy you a Husker Games ticket so you have it so that you can get in line. That's the only price of admission is just the Husker Games ticket.
Yeah.
So I'll get you an aisle seat somewhere, you know, in a good section, good seat. And then you, if you're in line at 7 a.m., I'll meet you down there at like 8:30.
Oh, that's a deal.
Right, yeah, right, easy. Right. And then we can just box out together. Like, we'll LeBron and Luka this thing, man. We'll just, like, we're going to box out on the board and good luck. Like, if you can fight through Harrison and I's elbows connected, then good luck. But otherwise, I like the idea that all of these items are available, mm-hmm. and I don't know what the items are, but I'm super excited.
I might buy a skeet shooting rifle if they have it.
Just I don't even. That's the thing. I don't even know what I want, mm-hmm. but I know that it will be. This is my mindset when it's the sort of thing. I had no idea. It's the thing I absolutely needed that I had no idea that I needed. And then Becky was just looking at me like, you know, you don't need that, right? Wrong. I need this. And I don't even know what it is. It's the worst. It's like going grocery shopping when you're hungry.
Yeah.
Except for you don't know what they're serving. You're just going in to go, what? Here.
Except you got that collector's bite too. You're always hungry if you want to use that analogy. You act like you haven't eaten since you've been born.
I'm a big boy. Yeah. I have a big boy appetite when it comes to this. To just listen, look at the table. Look at the desk here. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Let me say this. There's not one item on this desk at the studio. There currently are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. There are two more in the back, three more in the back. So 13 helmets and et cetera. Mm-hmm. Becky has not smiled about one of them. She is not happy. Listen, you, what are you doing? I don't know.
I love this. That happens every time. You ever see those crazy college football helmet collectors?
Yeah.
And they just have them all out on their.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The girls are like, this is the dumbest thing ever, but every single guy in the world is like, that might be the coolest collection.
Everybody that seen. Walks by, we literally had somebody that came in Saturday, and we was here, and they just stood here and looked at the helmets, and they said, can I hold it? And I said, wait. And I went to the back, and I had the black alternate.
Oh, and nice.
And I let them put them on, and they took pictures, and then the son took pictures. And then they put on the Husker batting helmet from baseball. And the kid was in tears. He was in tears. And I was like, you're my people. Those are my people. Everybody won't get this. But I got silly, oddly enough, of everything on this desk. to put on the Stars hockey helmet.
I know that one. I've never been a hockey guy, so that one felt cool.
You know, yeah.
And especially this year, you put on the Stars gear. It's like, yeah, we're number one in the entire USHL, and we're breaking records.
Well, here's the thing, Harrison. Here's what you should do: go to the game Friday, wear the helmet, and I've got a jersey in the back. Wear the helmet, just walk around. Just walk around.
The helmet will separate me.
Like
that is that's the one.
And everybody's going, uh-oh.
That'd be fantastic.
We need to do that.
I mean, it'd be great. I mean, Russo gave us the helmets for a reason.
Well,
represent the Stars.
So the last playoff home game, I sat directly behind Rocky. Like literally directly behind him. Mm-hmm. And I'm banging on the glass. And of course, finally he's like, and shout out to Coach Rocky Russo because he is a wordsmith. He puts combinations of vulgarities together and it's a word salad. And he tosses them very well. Cause he was putting them together. I was like, I didn't even know those two curse words went together. I was like, you use two that have nothing to do with each other and put them together. And I went, yep.
It's a clear message on it. I see it. You put them together.
You know, I was like, okay, coach, do your thing. Yeah, I think, Harrison, I think you should wear the Stars helmet with the jersey.
Yeah, I'll go out. Stars playoff hockey. I mean, that's the time to do it.
I think we found a thing.
It'll be a rite of tradition.
Yep, 100%. We'll toward the break. More one-on-one on the ticket.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP. Brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Spectacular. This is spectacular. I can't even tell you how cool this is. So we're doing this for Coach Russo and the Stars. So if you're not on the stream, you can't see it. But we will clip this and share it 100% that Harrison and I have both put on the Lincoln Stars helmets. We got the headpieces on. And the first thing we recognize, the padding is legitimate, right? Because it has to save you from a puck, has to save you from concussion. The boards and otherwise. And the second thing that I noticed right away, these are both worn helmets because this smells like hockey player in this helmet. It smells like this helmet has gone through some things.
I don't even know if they cleaned the visor on this one.
this helmet smells like hockey spirit. So it is my task and mission to get Harrison Orange to show up at the Icebox on Friday wearing a Stars jersey or a shirt or something and the headpiece. So we're going to get him in the helmet as well.
I'll put it on the ticket story.
There we go.
Instagram story that
there
day.
There we go, man. That's spectacular. Rocky Russo, hey, good luck this weekend. As a matter of fact, couple of things we've been talking about as well. So we had two Bryans. Or it appears we had two Bryans who want a book. They want my book. And I'm gonna give you both the book if it's two different Bryans. I didn't know if it was like Bryan on a burner phone.
Oh, it is two Bryans. Okay.
Right?
So oddly enough, so the reason why I asked both of you guys, probably wondering why you asked for your last name.
And well, because I was gonna sign them. And then Harrison goes, yeah, you think Bryan has a burner phone? And he just
trying to get the – like, I really want that book, so maybe.
I want you to have a book. So I will sign two – both Bryans will get a copy of the book. And, yes, stop by the station on O Street, 11th and O, if you have not. Get a cup of coffee, and the books will be waiting for you as well. As a matter of fact, we'll give away two more things. I'm going to hold them up. We had a listener make some very cool ticket hats. 93.7 The Ticket hats. They're not our traditional. It's not like the one I have on that I'm wearing, but these are pretty cool.
Got a little more flair on those.
Right? A little sauce on these. And we'll do this for anybody that hasn't already won tonight. We'll give away those two hats. So the very first two people who text in 402-464-5685 and say, I want the hat. The hat will be waiting for you. We'll do that. This is what happens when you hang out ticket weeknights. Like if you hang out at night, cool things happen. Cool things happen at night. And once again, just for the record, in case you missed it earlier, Caps win. The Caps win. They beat Lahab. They beat the Habs 3-1. They got an empty netter with like just under a second left to make it 3-1. They were ahead. They're up 2-0 in the series, and it's Stanley Cup playoff time, and so things matter. And then on the other side, the bouncing ball, the Davey O'Brien Award and Trophy. There's news tonight because the Houston Rockets have said, we gave you game one. We're not giving Golden State game two.
So, and real quick, just so we got, hats are gone. We already got our two.
We got our two.
I'll tell you what, it's like QVC here, except we're just not charging people. You're just like bringing items on display.
Isaac, well done, bro. And 6348, give your name, put your name in there. Isaac, we can use that name that's on the text line. If you want another name to be left, then let
He's
me
got
know.
His last name in there as well. So, Isaac, we got your information down. Yep. And then unknown texter 6348, you just want to put first last name in there.
Yep.
That's all we need. And you guys pick them up, 1040 O Street, anytime we're open. And like DP said, get yourself some coffee from the mill as well while you're down here.
Yeah, like it's pretty interesting. This is the thing, and I tried to explain to somebody years ago, because when we start going beyond 6 o'clock, so when I first got to the ticket, there was no local programming. No. After 6 o'clock, there's nothing. First of all, there were no Husker athletes on. And it didn't make sense to me. Like, it didn't make sense to me. And so the nighttime stuff, they're like, well, nobody listens at night. Well, we have we have texters at 9:30. So tell me again that nobody's listening in Lincoln. And then here's another thing that, okay, so I gave you guys a secret earlier about ticket two, and it will happen sooner than later. But here's what Harrison, there, correct me if I'm wrong. There are six Lincoln high schools.
Well, the new ones now, right? Standing Bear. What's the other one? I'm blanking.
How many?
I think it's six, right? Because of the two new.
Okay. So imagine that there was a space, a vacuum for each Lincoln High School to have their own coaches show each week. Imagine a vehicle that would allow each of these coaches' programs to highlight his players each week. You know, pretty cool deal that if you're a high school player and you get, you know, you have a pretty good game and coach invites you down to the ticket to talk about, you know, the week that was and the week that's coming, or you got a big game coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad deal.
And you what's cool about those, the entire town tunes in when they have those.
Right. And you could do this in every season.
Mm-hmm.
So in the fall, it could be football, or it could be they play softball in the fall here, right?
Yeah, softball in the fall, volleyball, the fall. Girls golf.
Right. So the school would have the week, the hour. And then they could, the athletic director or the coaches could determine, depending on what's going on, right? It may be a bigger week for softball than it is for football.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you want to talk about, some, you know, a senior. And maybe you want to talk about somebody that's having a really good year. What if we did that? And we did that fall, winter, spring. So next year this time, I would imagine that the Lincoln schools would have, whether it's softball, baseball, track, both basketball programs, wrestling programs, girls volleyball,
mm-hmm.
to give them a space. And what we could say is, hey, listen, you know, that's your hour. Whatever boosters, parents that want to support this thing so that you can do this, it's another way to raise funds. What if we did that?
Sounds like a layup. Win-win for everybody.
Right? And then maybe, one of these Lincoln schools would just say, hey, why don't you put all of our football games on T2?
I'm listening. Like, this is the beauty of it. Like, I don't know if you do this. When you go into a town, it's the first thing you do. You turn on, like, I'll turn off my Spotify or whatever. Yeah. And I'll put it on the local program just to see what the city's talking about.
Just to know what's going on.
And that's why I like it. Because, like, you know, you tune in, you listen. Oh, you got Lincoln Pius. You're playing Lincoln Southeast. You got a football rivalry game. And it that's the best part of, like, a good local. And you still get the national at times, but you get a little bit of variety. But, yeah, I mean, that's just, you get a better pulse of the city when you have, like, the local community members, just everybody involved.
I thought, one, because it would allow the administrators to have conversations about programs in the school, right? I thought it would allow coaches to help their players get recruited. Because if you can make it, if you've got a really good athlete who's also a really good student, who also gets on a microphone and can tell people who they are and why they would be a wonderful addition to their program, you're giving content to people who require the content and can do something good with it. And as it says, Lincoln's real sports talk. So if we put this out there for Lincoln high schools, and the same thing, this is how Tank Perry and Lincoln youth football, right? The same can be said for Lincoln youth basketball or Lincoln travel softball.
Mm-hmm.
And there are aspiring broadcasters who would love to stream. I would imagine that if we gave them the resources to do so.
The Midwest is a hotbed for, I don't want to say wannabe journalists, but people who aspire to be broadcasters, journalists. It's just a lot of interest because, again, you're especially in Nebraska, we got no pro sports. So we love all sports.
Right. I mean, I think there are blind spots and there are voids that exist that can be filled. And I think T2 might actually
doing a real bad job of making it a hint at this point.
T2. Those are going to be some pretty cool. There'll be some pretty cool hats and hoodies too.
Yeah. That's the other part. Get some more gear with it.
Swag.
Rebecca, taking these more swag.
But think about that. And then also, so if I said, Harrison Orange, you are now the program director for said vehicle, and you can put on any pro teams you want to listen to every night. You can stream any pro teams you want. But you have to man the board. Like, you have to make sure the games go off.
Oh, yeah.
So either you run it or you get somebody to manage it, right? Who would it be?
People are going to hate me for it. Any pro team? Any sport?
Yeah. Football?
Bears.
Basketball? Baseball?
Yeah, I'm taking the Bears every time. Sorry for everybody who's not a Bears fan.
Right? But. So, are you telling me that the Bears would have their own Lincoln station?
Yes,
they would. Bears fans unite in misery, but unite nonetheless.
But the future's bright, DP.
Oh, that's what you're telling them.
That's how I stay alive. Told myself since I was born in 99.
That's what you're telling them. Yeah, so are you telling me Bulls would be on every night?
Yeah, certainly.
Right?
I mean, and like, that's the beauty of it is you do have just these pockets of all these big time Chicago Bears. Green Bay Packers are big down here. Vikings are huge down here.
Right?
But that's why Chicago's a big one because Chicago, I mean, you can get the Blackhawks, you can get baseball, you can get basketball, Chicago's a sports city, and that's why I love it so much.
It could be a thing, right? It could be a thing. So I think Lincoln sports, and then here's the other side. I know that our listeners have big hearts, and they're usually active when it comes to the nonprofit business world, what folks are doing, good service, mentoring, education, after-school programs, in-school programs, etc. But the thing that happens is that we don't talk about them unless there's an event going on, which is hard to, you're building events without momentum. you're doing it from a standstill. Mm-hmm. You don't have a working functioning relationship because things are from a standstill, and you go, okay, all of a sudden May 15th, I've got this event and I need to get as many people talking about my mission as possible. Well, no. What if I gave you an hour each week to talk about your mission? Or even once a month, like for you to talk about your mission. So behind the scenes as we work, the secret will get louder, but T2 is actually going to happen. And I'm thrilled about it. And I'm proud about it. And you'll start to see some things on social media. We were talking about it earlier. We'll create some stuff to kind of lead the horses to water.
Mm-hmm.
And start to get excited about it, because it will allow us to cover. And think of this. Think of all the sports that we don't get to normally cover because of time and access. But there are people out there that love fishing, and we don't have the shows for it.
Oh, there's a big hunting,
right? fishing, right? Camping, just to be able to talk about where to get the good spots. A golfer's tour, mm-hmm, of the state of Nebraska, and being able to talk about that. There's so much for us to do and so many events that we could be a part of and that we could participate. And I think in the near future, there will be another vehicle which allows us to be more involved and more connected to Lincoln, Nebraska when it comes to this stuff. So I'm excited about it, looking forward to it. We'll throw it to break. We'll finish up one-on-one for this hour, and come on back to the ticket, won't you?
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to One-on-One. DP, Harrison Arnes. Long weekend, busy weekend with lots going on. I'm going to give away another set of tickets for the Stars.
Next item Friday. On QVC.
Friday.
More Stars.
Well, I appreciate people hanging out late at night.
Oh, it's awesome.
Right? Like, I mean, here's what's also going to happen. I'm going to end up doing the Sports Center. I'm going to be Lincoln Sports Center. Like, I'm just going to call it Lincoln Sports. Lincoln Sports at night. Just to wrap up the full day, to talk about all the Husker going on, the 105 that they've got to work down to, talk about the Husker games, talk about, you know what, Husker tennis has got it going on, Husker track and field has got it going on. You've got the debut of the new Husker volleyball roster and coaching staff. You'll get to see them Saturday against Kansas and see that. You'll get to see soccer, yeah, have at it, which, you know, yet back, you know, a year ago, we had soccer players on air. We need to get more soccer players.
Yeah, we had Weber and
Goalie.
Thank you. Yeah. Everybody look at the names here. But yeah, they're fantastic. And yeah, we've had a lot of really great athletes on here. It always surprises me. It's like when you start hearing their stories, especially like with the golfers, it's like, shocker. People want to hear about golf and how to improve their golf game. And why not get better advice from a couple of collegiate golfers?
Swimming and diving. As a matter of fact, so we'll have Lindsay and Megan on tomorrow night, mm-hmm, 8 o'clock. They've got an event. Lindsay just became a coach.
Oh, really?
I saw the announcement fly across my phone. And but she's got it. They've got a fundraiser and an event that they want to promote. So I told them, I gave them, you know, I said, once you're part of the Ticket family, you're part of the Ticket family. So come on in. Told them, give them free use of the studio, mm-hmm, record promos for the event. We'll cut it up and send it to them so they can share on social media, let folks know what's going on. We will have golfers next year, that I'm pretty sure of. Maybe even men's golf as well. And that's a part of the expansion as well. So there's so much going on. And I think we're missing some stories by not having an end of day wrap up show.
Mm-hmm.
And also to set the tone for tomorrow morning, right? That, you know, when we signed off, and then a lot of the new content that will be created will allow Ticket One to be 24 hours.
Now we did it. No, well, not, you can't say we did it, but that's a big deal when you make the full 24 hours.
Well, because a lot of that content And there's some students that want to provide content, and there are podcasters that want to provide content. You know, and of course, it has to go through vetting, but instead of us repeating or going through that stuff, I certainly wouldn't mind having overnight. In most college radio towns, midnight to 6 a.m. is where people cut their teeth. That's literally people are clawing and fighting over that. And I don't know why that's not done here, but it's going to be done. Like, we're going to find folks. Now, the only thing with that is that you need somebody to be here and watch, you know, kind of man the ship. But that's the next thing as well. So we're expanding into that. And that's, you know, as we grow and the ability, you know what? It was funny. It was 40-20 8 minutes ago in this Rockets Golden State game.
Who was leading 40-20? I'm assuming
Houston was up 40-20. It is now 58-46.
I'm assuming Steph Curry had something to do with it. Butler has five steals.
It's playoff Jimmy Butler along the way. The Cavs are up 2-0 against Miami. The Celtics held off Orlando. It looked like it was going to be a little bit competitive, but they held that off. And then, of course, Golden State up 1-0. But I would imagine that as they head to the half, that an opportunity there. And then tomorrow, it is the Knicks and Detroit. That series is tied 1-1. The Thunder, who look like the best team in the NBA currently, they lead 2-0. And then the Clippers and Nuggets will have back at it as well tomorrow night, tied at 1-1. Again, great night. Big busy weekend. Lots going on. We thank you for hanging out with us. We'll have your items here for you at the station.
Yep.
Stop by, give a fist bump, say hi. What are you going to do for the next hour? Are you going to run? What are you going to replay? What are you going to do?
Oh, world's over. We'll set a replay so I can get this paperwork and receipts out for everybody who won prizes. Okay. Again, you got to swing by anytime here, but we'll keep it rolling. We have plenty of great shows. I'll find something great from the Arsenal here tonight. But yeah, we're going to keep it rolling.
We had a pretty good hour today at 12 noon. You probably won't run one-on-one again.
All right, we'll run that one. So more one-on-one coming up next and from today. So it's not like an update or anything. But yep. DP, any parting words?
Y'all be good. We're going to do this again tomorrow night. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Well said.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.